Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us is Sean Sachs. He's a senior researcher at NGO Monitor, and we want to talk to him about the Red Cross. Those we love to hate or hate to hate. Anyway, Sean Sachs, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very good, thanks. And how are you?
I am well, thank you. The Red Cross, of course, hasn't covered itself in glory. They seem to complain a lot, but not do very, very much. Are we being fair to them? You know, what have their limitations been? How judgy should we be around the role of the Red Cross?
Well, that's a great way to answer this, is what is the role of the Red Cross and how judgmental can we be of them? Mm. And to answer that, I think we have to look at what have they actually achieved over the last couple of years. We should also look a little bit about their history. And more importantly, we should look at what they're saying. And that way we can judge them fairly, because like any other organization in the public space, they can be praised and they can be criticized.
Right. So what is their role?
So the Red Cross, their initial role is supposed to be a neutral organization to ensure fair and humane treatment of all individuals, especially in conflict zones. And that started during the World Wars, where their primary role was actually to ensure the well-being of POWs on both sides. Whether you were a POW in the Axis or the Allies, their job was to make sure that you were treated humanely, you could get communication to your family, you had food. And then that expanded on also to medical treatment, etc. A very noble, neutral cause. The problem was, one of the places that they actually inspected and came out with a report that saying there's nothing unusual, it is a regular prisoner camp, there's nothing terrible going on there, were concentration camps. The Red Cross went to concentration camps and wrote reports that claimed that there was nothing sinister or untowards, they were regular prisoner of war camps.
Right.
So that is the history, that is the noble history of the Red Cross and their problem. Now, they even publish on their website, they call that this was the darkest hour of the Red Cross, and they acknowledge that this was terrible and they should never have done it.
So what are they looking for, a darker hour?
Right. Now, as we move ahead, especially since October 7th, the Red Cross has been adamant about the fact that they need to be neutral. They cannot go beyond their mandate. They have asked asked Hamas if they could visit the hostages. Hamas has said no, and that is where their job ends. They can't be overly critical. They have to be neutral. They don't want to jeopardize their neutrality, which would have been very interesting. But at the same time, if we recall, on October 7th itself, there were horrible videos. One of them was of a Hamas terrorist with his GoPro proudly shooting up a Magen David Adom ambulance at one of the kibbutzim.
Ooh.
In fact,
not a good look.
In fact, it came out. Another horrible image is of the Nova Festival, where a burnt out Magen David Adom ambulance was found. In fact, a Magen David Adom paramedic was murdered in the ambulance treating people with her gloves still on.
Wow.
Now, the Red Cross has been adamant that, you know, this is bad, but they have to be very neutral. They have to be very careful. And they can't be overly critical of Hamas, and they can't demand from Hamas more than they can be on neutrality. So they can't go and visit the hostages when Hamas says no. Now, in the last week, a terrible event happened. Apparently, it appears, the Israeli Air Force may have inadvertently attacked a number of ambulances and apparently also a fire truck in Gaza. Now, this is by a Palestinian organization called this is claimed by the Palestinian Red Crescent Society, which is a volunteer organization connected to the Red Cross, not the Red Cross itself.
Right.
And they're the ones who claim that the Israeli Air Force attacked ambulances and killed, as of now, 9 paramedics. Now, if that is true, and I say if, it should be investigated, and the people responsible, even if they're Israeli, should be held accountable for this incident. It sounds very, very bad, but it needs to be investigated properly.
Right.
Once this announcement was made, the Red Cross decided now is a good time to be incredibly critical of the Israeli Air Force and say this is terrible, this is a tragedy, this is horrible, it needs to be investigated. All the language that you can imagine an organization would use when they're not neutral. So it's very interesting. For the last year and a half, including the murder of Israeli paramedics, the Red Cross was very silent and they were adamant that they have to maintain neutrality. Now that Israel appears to have done something very, very wrong, all neutrality goes out the window and the Red Cross is quite happy to say and be incredibly critical of Israel and not worry so much about neutrality. And that is a huge problem and another stain on the reputation of the Red Cross.
So in other words, the whole ploy of neutrality is really, really just, it's just a couple of words. And they're only neutral when it comes to not assisting Israel and not criticizing Hamas. Can they be held accountable for this lack, this very clear lack of neutrality?
I'd like to think so. The challenge we have in holding an organization like the Red Cross accountable, and in fact all other NGOs that claim to work in the human rights sphere, is that the answer is, who are you attacking? Are you suddenly saying that human rights aren't important? These organizations have had for years what we call the halo effect, where you call yourself the Red Cross, you call yourself Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International, you are beyond criticism, because if you criticize these organizations, you immediately appear like you're against their noble causes. So they have demanded infallibility, and they have been unaccountable for their misdeeds, and in the case of the Red Cross, for their blatant hypocrisy.
It's actually remarkable, absolutely remarkable. But will anything come of it?
I hope so. I think it's very important that individuals start realizing that just because an organization claims noble goals, they may not be. Sometimes there are very sinister people that work at organizations with honest intentions. And one of the best ways we can start doing this is we need to be a little bit more careful about how and where we quote these organizations in the media. And unfortunately, also, we need to be far more aware of where our charity goes and far more aware of the partner organizations that good people work with.
Absolutely, and I think we really, really do. And we do need to leave it there. Sean Sachs, thank you as always. Thank you for the incredible amount of very, very important work that you and your organization do.